I feel sorry for them, Violet said, looking at one lion, who was so skinny that all of its ribs were visible. If Madame Lulu was right, these lions were once noble creatures, and now look how miserably Count Olaf has treated them. They look lonely, Klaus said, squinting down into the pit with a sad frown. Maybe they're orphans, too. But maybe they have a surviving parent, Violet said, somewhere in the Mortmain Mountains.
Edeserk,
Sunny said, which meant something like, maybe someday we can rescue these lions. For now, let's rescue ourselves, Violet said with a sigh. Klaus, let's see if we can untangle the ivy from this cart in front. We'll probably need two carts, one for passengers and one for the archival library, so, Sunny, see if you can get the ivy off that other one.
Easy,
Sunny said, pointing to her teeth. All the caravans are on wheels, Klaus said. Would it be easier to hitch up one of the caravans to the lightning device? A caravan is too big, Violet replied. If you wanted to move a caravan, you'd have to attach it to an automobile or several horses. We'll be lucky if I can rebuild the cart's engines. Madame Lulu said that they were rusted away. It seems like we're hitching our hopes to a risky plan, Klaus said, tearing away at a few strands of ivy with the one arm he could use. But I suppose it's no more risky than plenty of other things we've done, like stealing a sailboat.
Or climbing up an elevator shaft, Violet said.
Whack,
Sunny said, with her mouth full of plants. And her siblings knew that she meant something along the lines of, or pretending to be surgeons. Actually, Violet said, maybe this plan isn't so risky after all. Look at the axles on this cart.
Axles? Klaus asked.
The rods that hold the wheels in place, she explained, pointing to the bottom of the cart. They're in perfect condition. That's good news, because we need these wheels to carry us a long way. The eldest Baudelaire looked up from her work and gazed out at the horizon. To the east the sun was rising, and soon its rays would reflect off the mirrors positioned in the fortune-telling tent. But to the north she could see the Mortmain Mountains rising up in odd square shapes, more like a staircase than a mountain range, with patches of snow on the higher places and the top steps covered in a thick grey fog. "It'll take a long time to get up there," she said. "And it doesn't look like there are a lot of repair shops on the way." "I wonder what we'll find up there," Klaus said. "I've never been to the headquarters of something."
"Neither have I," Violet said. "Here, Klaus, lean down with me so I can look at the engine of this cart."
"If we knew more about VFD," Klaus said, "we might know what to expect. How does the engine look?"
"Not too bad," Violet said. "Some of these pistons are completely rusted away, but I think I can replace them with these latches on the sides of the cart, and the lightning device will provide a fan belt. But we'll need something else, something like twine or wire, to help connect the two carts."
"Ivy?"
Sunny asked.
"Good idea, Sunny," Violet said. "The stems of the ivy feel solid enough. If you'll pluck the leaves off a few strands, you'd be a big help."
"What can I do?" Klaus asked.
"Help me turn the cart over," Violet said. "But watch where you put your feet. We don't want you falling into the pit."
"I don't want anyone falling into the pit," Klaus said. "You don't think the others will throw Madame Lulu to the lions, do you?"
"Not if we get this done in time," Violet said grimly.
"See if you can help me bend the latch so it fits into that notch, Klaus."
"No, no, the other way."
"I just hope Esme doesn't have them throw somebody else in when we all escape." "She probably will," Klaus said, struggling with the latch. "I can't understand why Hugo, Colette and Kevin want to join up with people who do such things."
"I guess they're just happy that anybody's treating them like normal people," Violet said, and glanced into the pit.
One of the lions yawned, stretched its paws, and opened one sleepy eye, but seemed uninterested in the three children working nearby.
"Maybe that's why the hook-handed man works for Count Olaf, or the bald man with the long nose. Maybe when they tried to work someplace else, everybody laughed at them."
Or maybe they just like committing crimes, Klaus said.
That's a possibility too, Violet said, and then frowned at the bottom of the cart.
I wish I had Mother's toolkit, she said.
She had this tiny wrench I always admired, and it would be just perfect for this job.